Gordo has the wireless here in the casino. Come in, Gordo.
Yeah, I do. I'm out here roaming around here. I'll ask this dude what he's up to. How you doing, sir? I'm Gordon with The Ticket in Dallas. You ever heard of a radio station in Dallas called The Ticket?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Are you from Dallas?
I am.
Oh, good. What are you doing up here?
Just having a good time.
Having a good time? You're wearing a John Deere cap there?
Yeah.
You have a tractor?
Yeah, I have a ranch in Oklahoma, too.
Oh, so really? How big a place?
Just 100 acres.
Just 100 acres? That's pretty darn big.
Yeah.
What size horse tractor are you?
32.
Uh-huh. Okay. Not bad. All right. How much are you going to gamble?
Who knows? Depends on
what's the most you ever won or lost in a weekend?
Oh, a lot.
Like, give me an estimate.
Several thousand.
Okay. Not too bad. Nothing that got you in trouble with the wife, right?
No.
Okay. Well, God bless. You're also wearing camouflage and everything. Did you just come from hunting?
I did. I was hunting pigs this morning.
Did you kill any?
One.
All right. Good. Well, God bless.
All right. Take care.
You look very suspicious of me.
As he should be.
I'm going to talk to this guy over here. How you doing, sir? Gordon of The Ticket.
Hello, Gordo.
Okay. You heard of The Ticket?
Kind of.
Where are you from?
Levon, actually.
Levon, Oklahoma?
No, Texas.
Lake Levon,
unfortunately.
And what do you do?
I'm a disabled vet, Gordo.
Way to go, Gordo. Thank him for his service.
Yeah, start there. First, thanking him.
First of all, thank you for your service. I'm sorry if what happened to you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Now, what kind of a disability you got?
Just a big one. I don't know.
A big one?
You got to like a man who laughs at his own disability.
It's not physical, so...
way to go,
PTSD,
Gordo.
PTSD, probably.
Gordon?
Okay. little PTSD.
Maybe, I don't know. It's a lot of stuff.
Okay.
It's a combined.
You're sick.
Okay, all right. All right, so how long did you serve?
4 years active.
Okay, good. There you go. Did you see any action?
Yeah, all overseas. All overseas, yeah. So, Iraq, yeah. 2005.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so tell us something good that's happened since 2005.
I had a couple kids.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So you're married?
Divorced.
You knew you were going to go. You knew it.
This guy sacrificed for you.
I had to,
you're still running your
office.
How
was I supposed to know he was divorced? I didn't know that.
I'm trying to piss you off.
But, happily divorced, happily. Right? It was an amicable divorce.
It was amicable, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, how long were you married? Long time?
9 years.
9 years, good right. amount of time. Okay. Couple boys?
Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl.
Yeah.
All right, you want to give them a shout out?
They're at school, so hopefully they're not.
So, no. Yeah.
Not
what do you do for work these days?
Just go to the gym, work on myself, just play guitar.
Dang, man, I want this. How do I get PTSD where I can do that all day?
You got to go to Iraq.
Yeah. I don't want to do that part of it. Yeah, is there any way I can just file the claim and not have to go to Iraq?
I mean, you can.
I got it from working with George for all these years.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's been such a difficult slog for me.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of tough.
Yeah. What's your name?
Virgil.
Virgil. Well, thank you, Virgil from Levon.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. Thank you for your service. All right. We'll talk to these ladies over here. What's your name, ma'am?
Holly.
Holly. And do you listen to The Ticket?
All the time.
Really? When did you start listening?
2000.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. Who's your favorite?
You.
See, you knew the answer to that one, too.
I didn't know the answer. How was I supposed to know the answer to that?
Because we've already met him.
Yeah, you prepped her off the
air. But I didn't know.
And you said, hey, when I ask you to say I'm
all right, what's one of your favorite things you've heard on The Ticket over the years? You've been listening a long time.
I love it. Good E-Break. Good E-Break.
Yeah. What's your favorite E-Break of all time?
Ooh. Gosh, I don't know off the top of my head.
Paul in...
the Norm ones are pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not a big Norm fan.
Oh, come on.
And you don't mean that negatively at all.
No.
Not negatively.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
Okay, well, good. Well, Holly, how did you get into The Ticket? Like, how did you hear about it?
Well, I worked with a bunch of guys, and they were all talking about The Ticket, so I wanted to be included.
And then you got addicted to it.
Yep. 24 years later, here I am, stalking you in Oklahoma.
Are you married?
No.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. Is there a story there?
Oh, several, but we don't have time.
How many times have you been married?
Oh, a couple.
But they ended all right, didn't they?
Mm-hmm, sure. Yeah. Fine.
Uh-huh. How long were you married the first time?
20 years.
Oh, so a long time.
Yeah.
Did you get with him when you were young or older?
Yes.
Okay.
So young, 19.
19. You married at 19?
Yes.
And how old was he?
Try that at home.
How old was he?
19.
Okay, and you had some kids?
A couple, yeah. Got a couple kids.
Okay.
18-year-old.
And what about the second guy you married?
Well, next.
How long were you married that time?
2 years. 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
How long did you date beforehand?
We were together 6.
And you married and it fell apart after you got married?
Something like that.
What was the difference between dating and marriage with that guy?
That's a good question. You want to call him?
No. Is he a good guy or was he...
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Was there infidelity?
Oh, Gordo, no.
There wasn't?
No.
See? Okay. Well, everything's
fine. He's disappointed in that answer.
I'm not disappointed.
Yes, you are.
I'm glad to hear that everyone was faithful to one another. That's great.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
Good. That's good. Did you have kids with him as well?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. Done with that.
He's also disappointed in that answer.
What do you mean you're done with that? Did you have your tubes tied?
No. IUD.
Gosh. You do what to me?
Yeah.
What? IUD. Oh, okay. An uterine device?
Yes.
I don't know what that stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was the things that the guys like the previous
That's
dude stepped
on. Battle in Iraq.
Yeah.
Close, but different.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
All right. What's your name, ma'am?
Candace.
And Candace, do you have a husband that's a big listener?
Very big listener, yeah.
And where are you from?
I'm from Clara.
Clara? Clara, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, right. Like right where we are right now.
Okay. And your husband listens and has for some time.
Oh, he's listened as long as I've known him, yeah.
Well, how long have you known him?
Like 23 years.
Oh, okay. All right. And you guys have some kids, too?
We have 3 kids.
Good. And would you like to say hi to him?
I would love to. Hi, Brandon. I love you so much, and I wish you were here.
Oh, how sweet. Oh. Why isn't he here?
He has to work today.
What kind of work does he do?
He is a teacher in Melissa, Texas.
Ah, nice. Now, have we met him before?
Because
that sounds familiar. Seems like we used to know a teacher.
Yeah.
From Melissa. Here,
maybe.
I mean, if y'all are going to be here tonight, we can get together. You can meet him for sure.
Yeah, Craig's staying. So
Craig is staying.
He's staying overnight. So
I spend every weekend up here.
Yeah, always. Well, good. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. It's been fun.
Did you hear the story about the soldier guy?
I didn't hear the story, no.
Okay. They were too busy talking.
Yeah, go make small talk about him and ask him why he's not working. It'll go over well. You're fine. All right, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks, bye. Girls.
Thank you. Don't call them girls. They're women.
I was talking to you.
Oh. You call me girls.